This is MSO News Sports, and we're talking with Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month from the month of January, Katie Campersall from Linfield High School. And Katie, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Katie is a member of the co-op hockey team that has Peabody, Linfield, and North Reading as a part of that. And Katie, as we talked before the end of the regular season, you guys are having a fantastic year and you won a league title. So congratulations for what you guys have been able to accomplish.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I saw you guys down at Winthrop not that long ago, the 1-0 game, or was it the 1-1 game, as you guys would probably want to refer to it as. But so tell me about this year's team. I mean, you guys are looking good.
Yeah, we are definitely having a really good season, better than I thought. We lost a lot of upperclassmen last year who were huge contributors to our play and winning. But our junior class, I would say, have, like, really stepped it up. They're phenomenal this year, all of them. Everyone putting points on the board, goals, assists.
You know, in the game that I saw, I was very impressed with the team's passing, catching those passes, and then moving the puck. I mean, Winthrop's a great team, don't get me wrong, but you guys were doing very well.
No, yeah, definitely. Our focus is, like, getting fast passes and, like, keeping our feet moving, making sure that, like, we're faster than the other teams.
How about a note or two on a couple of your teammates there? Now who do you have from Linfield on that team? Maybe let's just start right there.
Another senior is Jewel Manfelt. She's a good player. She always is in the right spot at the right time. And then we actually do not have a lot of Linfield kids on the team, but we have, like, maybe 6 freshmen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is that? You know, you play soccer and you also play softball at Linfield High. So, but this is a co-op team. So now you're also playing with players, you know, from your arch rival North Reading. So what is that like?
It's honestly, it's, like, not, I don't really see it as, like, playing with, like, our rivals. Like, last year I had, like, a best friend from North Reading, and, like, every time we would play each other in soccer, like, we would just go, like, extra hard on each other because, like, we know that we're still teammates. But, like, other than that, like, I don't really, like, it's not that hard being, like, a co-op. I think, like, all of us, like, we all bring our own things from each school, and we just come together and we're all just like one big happy family.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in a way, athletics, I think, is a great way to break down any barriers, because, you know, because you're now, even though you have players from Linfield and North Reading, again, I put the overview of arch rivals, if you will, but you're on the same team now, and so that all kind of goes away.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I get that question a lot.
And so you're prepared for it. What games, is there a game or two that stands out to you this year? Sometimes it's a loss, sometimes it's a win, you know, for the hockey team this year.
I would definitely say, definitely when we beat Winthrop at home over Christmas break, and Winthrop is a very strong team, and they are always, like, our biggest, like, competitor, and we love playing them. They're coached very well, and they have a lot of talented players. So it's always a good matchup. And we hadn't beat them since my freshman year at their rink. So being a senior and beating them at our home rink really meant a lot. And I think that was definitely, so far, one of my favorite games.
Well, that makes sense. I want to jump back a season for you. You played soccer at Linfield. What do you remember about the soccer season there?
Our soccer season, we had a great season. We actually made it to the Final Four, which I had never done in all 4 years of high school, so that was cool for us. We were a young team last year, so coming in this year, I knew that we were going to be good. Our seniors did great, and our juniors stepped up, and even some sophomores and freshmen got playing time, too.
Well, I also, now you're going to play softball in the spring. What is the preview look of Linfield softball here for this season?
We're not the strongest team always, but we definitely work hard. And I think that we'll, again, we did lose like a lot of starters, so it's going to be tough. But I think we have good freshmen coming up, and I think we'll be fine.
And I did get a chance to meet your what would be your second year coach, I guess, Hector Longo, the other day.
Yes.
Tell me about Hector. What I guess he's been you kind of like the he's been done a very good job, right?
Yeah. So we had like a coach who's been there a while, and we thought like he decided to leave, and Hector came in and really kind of rebuilt like our program, like after like not oh like players not being their happiest at softball. Every single time we would go, we would all be like, oh, this is so much better than last year. And I think like Hector definitely had a huge impact on that. He cares about every single player like extremely. Like it's not even like wins and losses. Like he cares singly. Like he still texts me like even during hockey season, like, How'd the game go? Like, oh, I just saw this. Like, I saw you fell. Are you okay? Like, he still checks in. Same with, he would come to, like, a few of our soccer games. So he definitely cares about all of his players. And I think he's a great coach. And I'm glad that I got 2 years with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know he's also on the coaching staff from the Masconomic girls basketball team as we speak. Yeah. So,
yes.
Now, academically here. So tell me about your academics at Linfield. Your favorite courses in the English history realm, I understand. Does that sound about right?
Yes, that's right.
What kind of classes or what kind of subject area in those do you kind of like the most, if you will? Fiction, nonfiction, American history, world history, or wherever you want to take that, that's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna say, so I love to write, and I like writing. I like that more than, like, literature. And last year, I took AP Language, which is, like, all, like, learning how to, like, write in, like, rhetorical analysis and synthesis essays. So, like, we did that. Like, we focused on that all year. Right now, I'm in AP Literature, which we're still, like, definitely, like, the skills I got last year helping me write better this year, but it's more reading, which I do enjoy reading, but I definitely liked last year better.
No, I get it. Yeah, absolutely. Now, moving on to college. Now, just for our listeners, you like to play some kind of hockey, club hockey or whatever, when you go to college. You haven't firmed that all up yet, but academically, when you go to college, the kind of coursework you're looking at would be...
Like you said, I'm not sure yet where I'm going. I'm still deciding between a few, but right now I'm planning on majoring in psychology and on a pre-law track to be a lawyer.
Oh, you want to be a lawyer, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite show about lawyering on TV do you watch?
I watch Suits.
Do you? Okay. I know a guy. Yeah, I know Matt Williams of the Salem News, their sports writer, has been watching Suits, and we started to watch it ourselves. It's a pretty good show, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It is a good show.
All right, so I see where you're headed now. All right,
yeah.
All right. Well, if I get in trouble down the road, I will have to look you up in a few years. Absolutely,
yeah.
You'll dominate that courtroom. And finally, I guess. Plans for summer? What do you do kind of interim, you know, or this year, summer might be a little different than some of your past summers, not
yeah.
leading into high school, but yeah, do you have any particular summer plans at all yet? Not that you would have to, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, it definitely will be different without, like, I'm used to, like, having sports every single day in the summer, so I'll probably just, like, make sure to stay in shape, make sure to, and definitely get a job.
You got it. All right. And Katie, one last thing I got to ask you is we often ask our student athlete winners the time management piece, because you're doing so much, so many practices, so many games. You've got the traveling here and there. And so tell me, how do you manage your time, or what tip could you share with another high school student about time management for studies and so on?
I honestly would just say this is particularly for Linfield High. We have, like, study blocks during the school day in which, like, we have, like, a free hour to, like, do our work. So, like, I make sure that I really, like, focus during those free periods to get my work done so I don't have to worry about it when I get home. But if I don't, I try to just get it. I usually do it after practice. I don't do it before.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, I mean, and with any of the winter teams, you never know when your practices are. They could be afternoons, evenings, or whatever, I guess. But
yeah,
although you may have
ours are usually late.
Yours are late. Yeah, and they could be set. I don't know, but yeah. Well, Katie, anything else you want to share with us? Oh, anyone you want to shout out to at all? Teammates, any family, whatever.
After these 4 years, I definitely want to shout out the coaching staff. Michelle and Steven Roach definitely have helped me a lot these past 4 years to get me where I am today, and I think that they are both phenomenal coaches.
Perfect. Great way to end. Thank you for doing that. And
thank you.
Katie, thanks so much for taking some time to join us, share your stories with us, and best of luck the rest of the way. And again, congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Katie Campersall from Linfield High School, member of the Peabody Linfield North Reading Co-op hockey team here. Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month here on MSONewsSports.com.